Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hi, welcome to the Coco Express Show. This show is a rebroadcast. This show was broadcast earlier for the fact that Steve Duncanson was unable to be with us, and he wanted to make sure that he didn't miss the opportunity to give us what we needed. So please, listen, learn, and live, and we're planting the seed. Now it's up to you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, February 18th, 2012. I'm your host, but it's that time, so you know I'm not alone. So we're going to have Steve Duncanson and Paradigm Shifters.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Steve Duncanson again from Paradigm Shifters. I'm really glad to be able to be here with you today and looking forward to being able to share some great value with you at this point in time. Again, we're looking for this time invested and to get you a return on that investment. So thank you for tuning in. Aurelia Lyles, how are you?
Yes, I'm good, Steve Duncanson.
great talking with you. Our program is just a little bit different today, in that I'm calling you from I'm speaking down in North Carolina for Saturday and Sunday at an event here of a group of leaders that are coming together. So I need to get this call in before all that started. But I'm glad that we're able to do it, and I appreciate your flexibility, Aurelia. Thank you very much.
Anytime, Steve. For you, anything for you, Steve.
All right, keep that in mind. All right. So, you know, from week to from month to month, again, when we get an opportunity to come together, I always like to talk about something that is contemporary, a contemporary issue, something that we all can relate to. You know, we've talked many times to the listeners about living life with the antennae up. Live life with the antennae up, because life is always teaching. The key is always learning. And there's so many lessons that are around us from day to day about what to do as well as what not to do. And I think I would certainly be remiss if I didn't jump on a little bandwagon that's going on right now, and probably as I'm ramping up to it, people are saying, oh no, he's not going to talk about it too, but yeah, I am. We're going to be talking about the emergence or the coming of age or coming out of the new point guard for my New York Knicks. Yes, my New York Knicks, Jeremy Lin.
Lin-tastic.
You know, really, you know, us being from New York, and I have been a Knicks fan forever, from the Willis Reed days, and of course when Oh, crap, I'm forgetting his name now, right?
Patrick Ewing?
Patrick Ewing, there we go, yes. Wow, how we forget. That is so ugly. Oh, Patrick can listen to this, right? But, Patrick Ewing, John Stark stage, Houston, and they started to make a run for things. But the short is this season thus far, the Knicks have been horrible. They were several games below 500. Make that, I believe they were five or six games below 500. Enter Jeremy Lin. And, of course, as well as a lot of other people, that being enamored with him is not simply his basketball skill, but it is his story. And I believe his story teaches us a lot in life across the board. As I watched the games, watched him play, and then listened to various interviews of hearing him speak and where he's come from and all sorts of things like that, it really, what struck me right off the bat was that we're just finding out about Jeremy Lin, but he's been preparing himself for this moment for a long time. Oh, I remember back when I played ball in school, and then and I first started playing organized ball. The coach taught us this term, and it's called moving without the ball. Moving without the ball. He said, when you move without the ball, good things happen on the court. Why? Because you put yourself in a position to be able to score, right? Don't just wait for when you have the ball in your hand and you're dribbling it, but you find yourself in a position by virtue of your movement, doing something, being active. Even when you're not immediately in the play, you can still be in the game as long as you continue to move without the ball. And I think that's what really enamors me about the Jeremy Lin story. It's actually in real life moving without the ball. It's him preparing himself for the moment before the moment actually happened. We've all heard that aphorism many times, that luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And so from that standpoint, because he had been preparing himself for this opportunity for a long time, his quote-unquote lucky break came. But what made it lucky for him is that he'd been preparing for it all along. But, so it's what we do. It's the proverbial private practice determines public performance. It's what you do when no one is watching. It's your willingness to do the hard work without the applause that puts you in position to get the applause. I think that this is what we're seeing with Jeremy, what his whole backstory is. And it was something that the national media and the international media has taken him by storm. Think about what a marketing bonanza he has come from, being an individual cut by several other teams, sleeping on the couch of his family members, right? One of his family members, to now being a marketer's dream. And from the standpoint of, he's Chinese. Ball player. And Yao Ming who played for Houston Rockets, he was a huge sensation. He was a well-known and established ball player in China. Not so for Jeremy. But his marketing ability or potential certainly transcends even that of the United States. You figure that there are, 4 billion people in China? Every one of them give a dollar and look to see what it creates for, the Jeremy Lin show, but the point being overall anyway is that certainly he's a great ball player. Let's put it this way. He's proven himself right now to be a very, very good ball player. Greatness is another level. He's a very, very good ball player. But I'm more enamored with the individual himself and how he got there than what he's actually doing on the court. It's interesting. So the court, what we see in the court play is the outgrowth of what he did in private. It's what's not seen. And, you know, we've mentioned sometime before on this call about, you know, the foundation that's built. And when you see a building, you don't think about the foundation. But based on the depth of that foundation determines just how big that building can be. And doing the hard work when no one is looking in secret is, I think about the bamboo tree. It said the bamboo tree, when it's planted for after a couple of years, you barely see a little sprout coming out of the ground after a couple of years. Then within a few short months, after that sprout comes out, within a few short months, a bamboo tree grows 90 feet. And one would think that all along, hey, this thing isn't growing. But it is. It's developing roots. It's developing the platform necessary to support, to qualify and support the growth that's going to take place. And, again, I believe that's what we see with Jeremy Lin. So, go ahead, please. Mm-hmm.
So you can say that this is the American dream, okay, in one perspective. Then you can look at it from another perspective that with God all things are possible.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think there's certainly a combination of those things. I don't think there's any shortage of lessons that we can learn from what's going on here with Jeremy right now. You know, and the irony here is during the same window of time of the Jeremy Lin story is also the story of the loss of one of the absolute icons of the music industry, Whitney Houston.
That is true, yes.
And her voice has astounded and amazed us all for years. And the things that invariably contributed towards, because we really don't know, can't make any definitive statements as to what her cause of death was and things, whatever the case might be. But what has been determined to some degree is, and we can and almost surmise, is that some of the challenges that she's had in secret that kind of became public a bit, but it's those other things, those demons, that kind of contributed to her death, contributed to her demise. And so we're certainly sorry to see that sister go, but the lot that we could learn from her as well. But if we can just get back to Jeremy, because I think in a little bit of time that we've got left, I want to just highlight something that one of the many different things that have been out there and written about him. I was looking at a article in Forbes magazine, and it said that it's 10 lessons Jeremy Lin can teach us before we go to work on Monday morning. All right, and so I think what I want to share with our readers, with our listeners, is what I'm reading here. You know, with that, and certain commentary I will add on all the steps as well. But I think any one of us sitting down, thinking about what we're observing, what's going on with Jeremy, we can extrapolate some things that'll be great lessons for us moving forward. So, just to share with you what some of the things that came from this article itself. So the first thing that they've got here is believe in yourself when no one else does. You know, the reality is, you know, Jeremy's only the fourth player out of Harvard to ever play in the NBA. So even making it to the NBA in the first place isn't something that statistically would have been on his radar, because very few individuals from Harvard have ever made it to the NBA. Very few people ever make it in the first place from great colleges, from other even basketball colleges. But from Harvard, not so. But his mind and his thought was, you know, from in his hockey city, he always wanted to play professional basketball. And he played down in the D leagues and all these things, preparing himself. No one else may have believed it, but he held on to his dream. He believes in himself. Number two, seize the opportunity. Seize the opportunity, and when it comes. And I've shared once before that aphorism that opportunity doesn't knock. It stands by silently waiting to be recognized. And only those who see it and seize it can take advantage of it. And so Jeremy's opportunity came when Baron Davis was gone from too many injuries. Carmelo Anthony and Amari Stoudemire, both of them also had issues. Of course, Carmelo with an injury and Amari with death in the family. So Lin could have squandered that opportunity, and nobody. Here's the thing: nobody would even have noticed, because nobody knew who he was at that point. But irrespective of what anybody else knew or what anybody else thought, he knew who he was. He knew what he wanted, and he went out there and got it. He seized the opportunity. He wasn't afraid to step out. And I believe what allowed him not to be afraid was he knew that he had prepared himself for that moment. You know, and we talk about Whitney, and she shared a song that I believe would be, you know, consistent with this, and which I will share at the end of our time today. But anyway, so the first thing was believe in yourself when no one else does. Number two, seize the opportunity when it comes. Don't be afraid. Take the step. Number three, your family will always be there for you, so be there for them. Now, some of you might say, hey, well, my family skipped out on me, and they don't have my back. Well, here's the deal. A family aren't just the people that are born to the same parents. Would you agree with that, Aurelia?
Right? Yes.
We've got extended family that are around, people that love you, that care for you, and they'll be there for you. Be there. Look to be there for someone else. The law of reciprocity, right, and that's you put in to be able to take out. The law of compensation, and what Ralph Waldo Emerson said, that no man can conceal or try to help others without also helping himself. Right? So the more you're there for other people, the time will come when they will be there for you. Jeremy was sleeping on his brother's couch. He'd been to a couple of teams in the last couple of years, and so he didn't even know how long he was going to be staying in New York. He didn't make the investment even in a place to live. But he had a place to live. He had a place to go because of family. And here's an acronym that, and you know how I feel about acronyms.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an acronym for family that I don't know if I've ever shared before, but I want to make sure I share it today. Family, forget about me. I love you.
Oh, right? that's nice.
Isn't that great? And I think that when you think about what the essence of family is, it's not about what your own agenda is. It's love is desire to benefit others at the expense of self. Lust is the desire to benefit self at the expense of others. Family is about desiring to benefit them, even at your own expense. Be there for your family, and they will be there for you. Lesson number four, find the system that works for your style. You know, and I think that I don't think Jeremy sought out the Knicks. I think the Knicks sought out Jeremy. But what he did was lock into a group of people that needed what he had. Right? And so sometimes we could be at a job or in a place and around a group of that's not necessary. There isn't the fit. But when you find the fit, the hand in glove, the talent, and remember Mike Murdoch shared something called the law of place. And he said, you have no rival. You have no rival when you're in the place that you're supposed to be. And I believe that's absolutely true. You know, this it seems like Mike D'Antoni's and the Knicks system is exactly what fit for Jeremy Lin. So for each of us, you know, that job or organization, the industry, whatever, you know, something that caters to your strengths. Something where you don't feel like every day you hate getting up, going to work, and you're upset and picked off at everybody, right? But you want to even find some place that, hey, I'm glad to be there, I'm glad to go. You know, I was riding the train this week with a very good friend of mine, and I asked her as we were riding the train, I said, look at the people's face. What do you think they're thinking? And she said, they're thinking, I wish I didn't have to go to work. I hate my job, right? And when you look at them, it looks exactly that way, right? But when you find a job or when you find a system that works for you that you can click with, man, you want to be there. It's like it's almost not going to work. Like Mark Twain said, work is what the body is not obliged to do. Play is what the body is obliged to do. So if you make your work play, you'll never have to work a day in your life. Right, but you're in a place that you fit. Right? So find a system that works for you. And number five was, don't overlook the talent that might exist around you today on your team. You know, I would imagine, I can just imagine what was going through Mike D'Antoni's, the coach of the New York Knicks, what's going through his mind when Carmelo goes out with an injury, Baron Davis has too many injuries to get rid of him, then Amari Stoudemire's brother, you know, is killed, and he's got to be gone. He's like, oh, crap, what the heck? He's like, you know, who? You guy down there, Chinese guy. What's your name? Jeremy Lin. Hey, go in. Go ahead. We need somebody. Just go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, so, right, he was probably overlooked, and he definitely came out of other systems. I had one of the other coaches, one of the other teams he played for. He said, I had no idea he played like that. He said, if any coach said they knew that he did, they lied. Right, they're lying. He said they never would have guessed that he did. So there could be some, and if you're a leader in an organization, we'll leave people, there's some talent around you that you might not even be aware of yet. All right, so we got to not overlook the talent that might exist immediately there on a team. It's right, what's right in front of our face that sometimes we might pass over.
Now,
number six.
Wait,
yes,
one
please.
Question. Okay, we're talking about team, but in life, you know, we can't overlook some things that are staring us in the face as well, right?
Sure.
Just not with sports. Come on.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. There's no doubt. That's why I said, you know, even at your job, at school, relationships, I think this is it. These are universal lessons that have applicability in almost every context, or let's put it this way, a multiplicity of contexts. If we go beyond looking at the minutia or looking specifically at this incident, this, how does this fit in my life and my context? That lesson can certainly be applied.
Okay.
Number six, people will love you for being an original, not trying to be someone else. You know, this guy, Jeremy, hasn't compared himself or doesn't compare himself to any other of the ballplayers out there. He gives homage to the greats of the game, the past and present. But he is being who he is. You know, there's a lot of speculation as to whether or not he's going to be able to continue doing this. And my belief, and then my humble opinion, my belief is that he will be able to continue to do this for this reason. He's not trying to be anything other than who he is. He is playing within himself. In other words, he's like, you know, I'm a point guard. I'm shooting right now because I have to. But this team has two franchise players, superstars, who aren't here right now. And as soon as they come back, my points will go down and my assists will go up because my job is to pass the ball to these guys. I'm an assist guy. But he's playing. He's playing within who he is. He's not trying to be somebody else. And you know, I got to share another aphorism. You know, right? Which goes this way: be who you is, and not who you ain't. Because if you ain't who you is who you ain't. You catch that?
Yeah.
Be who you are, and not who you aren't. Because if you aren't who you are who you aren't. Be you. No one could be a better you than you. Be an original, not someone else. Number seven, stay humble. You know, I think that humility is a thing that will cause people to, even if you have the greatest talent, but you're arrogant, you're conceited, no one wants to be around you. They're like, yeah, you got all that, but you know, go ahead. You won't able to have relationships. And the reality is, you've heard me say it many times in this program before, relationships precede resources. Funds come from friends. No matter how you want to express it, it's the same sort of way. And having a humble spirit, having a humble mindset, causes people to want to be connected with you.
Now, who's that football player that nobody wants?
T.O.
Uh-huh.
Owens.
Because
now he's only one. I mean, there are many of them out there, but I think he's one of the most well known for that reason, right? Moss had an issue with that. I mean, I think there are a few different players, but certainly the issue of humility is something that goes hand in hand, should go hand in hand with success. It's what allows people, continue to make him even part of the media frenzy. Number eight, when you make others around you look good, they will love you forever. When you make others around you look good, you know, and, you know, because I'm a leader and that's my area of focus, I see leadership everywhere. And so I measure everything with a leadership bias. And the whole aspect behind leadership is not simply about you. It's about your people. What do they need from you to be able to be the most effective? And when you make them look good, they will make you look good. And so whatever, offering that assist, offering that insight, that help any way that you possibly can is something that will benefit you in the long run, but them right up front. Right? When you make others look good, they'll love you forever. Coach John Wooden was having a conversation with one of his players and told them that after you pass someone the ball, you've given them an assist, and if someone's passed you the ball, having given you an assist and you score, make sure you turn around and thank that person. The player asked, well, what if they're not looking? Coach said, well, they'll always be looking. They'll remember you forever. Number nine, never forget about the importance of luck, or fate in life. And, you know, the reality is this. There is, no matter what you want to, you know, call it. Some people believe in various things or whatever. I believe in God, all right? And I'm making no apologies for it. The grand overall designer. I believe in God. But here's what we can all say. None of us brought ourselves here. None of us were in control of that. And recognize there is a higher power that intervenes and can intervene on any given situation. And there, number 10, and I don't know if there's any priority order, but it's the 10th one that was listed in this Forbes article. In the Forbes article that was written, I was just looking for the person's name that wrote it because I want to make sure that I give credit to whomever wrote it. I don't see Eric Jackson. He's a contributor. Eric Jackson was the writer of this. Right? Anyway, his number 10 said, work your butt off. Let me just read this one. Lin couldn't have seized his opportunity if he hadn't worked like crazy for years perfecting his skills. There are no shortcuts to hard work. Success is a byproduct of that. If you've got a tiger, mom who says she pushed you hard work, great. If not, let your conscience be your own tiger mom. Get up early. Stay up late. Nobody gave Lin any free passes. Why should you get any? You can only control what you can control, and that means you've got to work hard, harder than anyone else you know. I believe that is absolutely true. Jim Rohn said this. He said, you can't hire somebody else to do your push-ups for you. You got to do it yourself. Badly do you want it? Yeah, wouldn't that be great if you could, right? You gotta want it bad enough that you'll do whatever it takes to be able to make that happen. And so, again, those are our lessons. I believe we can go on and on and on with these many lessons. And as he continues to move forward, I believe there will be more that we can learn. When we watch players, not only of skill, but of character. What is character? Character is what you do when no one is looking. And invariably, it's what he did in the privacy of his practice moments that had prepared him for this one. And if I can link again the passing of Whitney and our contribution to us in this world, and even a song that's the backdrop for this story would be that song, One Moment in Time. And so Jeremy prepared himself for this One Moment in Time. And the lyrics, you know I'm not going to be singing it, right? You are aware of that, right?
Yeah,
right.
I didn't know.
I have to take you out the box. Anyway, the lyrics go, give me one moment in time when I'm all that I thought I could be. And all of my dreams are a heartbeat away, and the answers are all up to me. Give me one moment in time where I'm racing with destiny. And in that moment of time, I'll be free. I believe that all of us will get at least one moment. The key is, will you be prepared for it when it comes? Don't worry about what's going on right now that nobody sees it. Will you be prepared for it when that time comes? We can't wait till then. We got to do it right here, right now. Give me one moment in time. We wish continued success to Jeremy Lin. We offer condolences to the family of Whitney Houston and to you, the Coco Express family. Hope these lessons are things that you take to your heart, and that will bring you a great success. My time is done. I thank you for yours. God bless you all. Thanks, Aurelia.
Thank you, Steve. It is always a pleasure, and you will be back with us again next month for more nuggets, and I will say this much. He is planting the seed. Now it's up to you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and please enjoy your week. And that is our show.
That's our show for today. So until next time.